Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 5, Hell Breaks Loose, Part 2.
Katie?
I don't think she's going to come out. Jen put her ear against the door. We could hear Katie sobbing inside. We had placed Seth's body in the tub and covered him with the shower curtain. When Katie found out what happened to Seth, she locked herself in the bathroom and refused to come out or even talk to us.
Katie, please, we need your help.
Let's just forget it for now.
We need her.
No, we can do this. We'll come back and grab her.
David, what if the creature shows? We can't afford to run back here for her. Katie?
Then let's give her some more time. I went into the living room and picked up the car manual. I flipped through it.
David, there's something else I forgot to mention when I got back.
What?
When Ethan and I split up and I headed back for the cabin, I came through the dirt trails by the lake. I actually ran past the lake and the lake? The water level, it was
down?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Cooper and I noticed that when we were looking for Ashley.
Why is that happening?
I don't know.
Could it have something to do with this?
Well, I'm not sure if that... I stopped myself.
What? What is it, David?
Seth mentioned the lady. The crazy lady from Rutherford.
Yeah?
When the earth is drained, all hell breaks loose.
You think?
I don't know what to think anymore.
We have to get that car started. We have to get out of here.
At that moment, we heard the bathroom door open. Katie slowly walked out, eyes red, face pale.
Katie? I'm ready. What's the plan?
Thank you.
Okay, we do this fast. We'll grab the jumper cables from the van. Jen, you connect the cables. Katie, you'll start the van up and I'll do what I can with the car.
David, there's no trying now. Just get the car up and running.
Trust me, I plan to.
Let's do this.
Everyone's a lookout. Remember that.
Got the cables.
Katie, pop the hood. While Jen hooked up the jumper cables to the van, I went to the Camry and popped the hood. Jen then connected the cables to the car. She gave a thumbs up. Okay. Katie revved the van's engine. I climbed under the steering column and played with the wires. I had watched Seth do it before, so I started with the two black wires. I tapped them together. The car made a clicking sound. Come on, you piece of shit. Just give us a break.
What's going on?
Tell her to keep it revving.
Katie, keep it going.
I continued to tap the wires together.
Is it shot?
God, I hope not.
What else can we do?
I don't know. If this doesn't work...
Don't finish that sentence. What if we...
Jen craned her head to the wood line. What is it?
David, get this thing going.
I'm trying.
No. No.
Are we calling it? Jen.
Not yet.
Jen.
Not yet.
Jen continued to look around in a panicked manner. Fuck it. It's not gonna go. It's shot.
It's running?
It's trying. The car chugged and chugged. We were close.
Yes! Katie!
Jen's face quickly turned from joy to terror.
No! Katie!
I stopped tapping wires and leaned up to see the creature running towards us. Katie screamed, and in a panic, put the van into drive and took off.
No! Katie! Katie!
The jumper cable snapped off the car battery. Shit, what's she doing? The creature jumped onto the van's roof and slashed at it. Katie jerkily steered the van down the dirt road. She's going too fast.
Shit!
Jen ran after the van. Jen, no! I followed her.
Katie!
Jen, we have to go back. The van must have hit something. When we turned the bend, we saw the van. It had hit the fallen tree. The front of it still smoking.
Katie!
We ran up to the van to find the windshield smashed and Katie gone.
No! Where is she?
It got her. It got her. We have to go.
They can't be far. We can find her. Find that thing!
No, it's too late. We have to head back to the cabin. Oh, shit.
Here it comes!
The creature was back. It lunged for us. I grabbed Jen and pulled her around the van. The thing jumped on the roof. We jumped into the back of the van and slammed the door shut. The creature jumped onto the hood and reached into the car with its long arms. I noticed both hands still attached. How the hell? I cut its hand off. How? Jen and I jumped to the back as the creature came crawling inside through the windshield. I opened the back door and we rolled out as the creature neared. I jumped up and went to run, but the creature grabbed my shoulder, its nails tore into my flesh.
Go! Go!
I pushed Jen forward as the creature pulled me back. Its other hand grabbed my arm and we tumbled. It pinned me to the ground. Drool dribbled from its mouth. It raised its arm, preparing to end my life, when out of nowhere, something had hit the creature from behind with such force to make it screech and spew blood. At first, I thought Jen had hit it, but when it loosened its grip and fell to my side, I saw Ethan behind it, axe held high. Ethan! Ethan brought the axe down on the creature again and again until it was a bloody mess. The creature finally stopped writhing and lay still.
How? Ethan?
You okay?
Ethan helped me up. Jen ran over to him. They hugged.
It's been days. How?
Not now. Let's get back to the cabin.
I stood over the creature's carcass. It was finally dead, but I didn't understand. I don't get it. How? I cut off its goddamn hand.
Doesn't look like it to me.
I did. Jen, you saw.
We better go.
What's the rush?
What do you mean?
Ethan motioned to the creature. It's dead, Ethan.
Yeah, this one's not the one I'm worried about.
This one?
What are you talking about?
Oh, shit. You guys don't know.
Know what?
There's more than just one of these things out here.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as David, Julia W. D. Harrison as Jen, Jose Caraballo as Ethan, Kyle Appleyard as Seth, Hope Ennis as Katie, Mike Lenhart as Brian, John Lasseth as Cooper, and Jennifer Loudermilk as Ashley. Co-starring Ricky Lehner, Matt Deacon, Robert M. Lamb, Christopher Postel, Jack Austin, Nick Engelhardt, Ariel Zadok, and Ashley Cardisano. Music and composition by Jonathan Moss. Additional music provided by bensound.com, incompetech.com, and demixmusic.com. Don't forget to rate and review Paralyzed on iTunes.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.